And this chair is really comfortable. Well, I'm kind of stoked to be on the radio.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear. You look like you're just lounging out, man.
I am lounging out, dude.
All right. And the second guest, he's not really a... I wouldn't say he's a newbie because he's actually been on the show before. Back when Killian and I had no excuses, we had him on to talk a little soccer, talk a little sports. He can do it all. Like, don't get me wrong. And that man... It's Brian Bianucci. How you doing?
Doing good, Case. Thanks for having me, man.
Anytime, anytime. And I, honestly, guys out there in cyber world, because I know we're all listening on radio.dominican.edu, I'm hoping I can get more people on the show. It goes by a little faster. It's a little easier on myself. And it's a little more entertaining for you guys. So we're really trying to get more folks on the show. So what I really want to do first... Before we really get into the show, is I want you guys to know a little bit about these fellas. So, Garrett, since you've never been on the radio and you've never been on Killian and I's show, which is, I don't know why, but I do know why, because we never really had guests, to be honest. We had Nooch came on one time.
Except for me, of course, because, yeah, you know, Nooch, VIP, but no big deal.
Nooch came on one time, and then the rest of the time, it was just basically Killian and I arguing. So, honestly, I don't know why, but give us a little background about yourself.
Well, my name's Garrett. I go to Dominican University here. I play soccer. I was also on the golf team. I'm a really, really good golfer.
Scratch golfer.
Yeah, basically a scratch golfer. I'm pretty much a pro.
White Tiger Woods.
That's what they call me. This is my first time on the radio, like Casey said. I'm pretty excited. This is going to be a lot of fun, though. We're going to have a good show tonight. Nooch is awesome. Casey's awesome.
You're just
going to talk soccer.
You just want to get out of here because we're going to B-dubs after this.
Oh, my God. So, I love Buffalo Wild Wings.
So you can...
B-dubs.
You can actually try and participate in the show.
No, I will participate.
Okay. Especially when we get to Fernando Torres, huh?
Oh, my God. He's an idiot.
All right. And did you say where you're from?
I'm from Montana. So it's that state up where north is that? Next to Canada.
Yeah, where is that?
Is that in the United States? Or
yeah, it actually is in the United States.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's actually the fourth biggest state in the country.
Oh.
So not a lot of people.
What's population?
Just about 1 million.
Oh.
The cows that number, the people age one. Interesting statistic, I know.
Good knowledge.
It is good knowledge, right?
All right. So you're from the middle of nowhere. That's cool.
Yep.
Fun place.
It is a pretty fun
shoot
place.
Shoot a lot of weapons and explosives.
You do shoot a lot of weapons. A
lot of hicks.
A lot of redneck folks.
A lot of rednecks.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
So you're on the men's soccer team.
Yes.
What position do we play?
I'm pretty much an all-around superstar. I play all
okay, the ladies and gentlemen, that's the show for tonight. I'm sorry you had to listen to that.
In practice, I play all the positions because I'm not actually good at any of them. So,
you're just a filler.
I am the fill-in guy.
We love you.
Everybody loves me. I just fill in around, you know, do whatever I got to do, man.
Hey, dude, that's...
Get those minutes.
Hey,
gotta get the minutes. Gotta work hard.
That's all that really matters. All right, so we've talked a little bit about Montana over here. Now we're gonna focus on a man who's a little more local. I don't want to say local because he's you know 30 minutes away. You know, whatever, 35.
Yeah. Snow County.
Tomato, whatever. It's Brian Bianucci, right? Bianucci?
Bianucci, Casey. Yeah. I feel like you should know this by now.
Dude,
we've been friends for...
It's an Italian name, dude. Whatever. If it's not Snicky or Pauly D or, you know,
whoa. Those are fighting words.
Hey.
Take it easy.
All right, my bad.
Don't make me come across this table, but I will do it.
All right, so...
I'll commentate that fight for all of you radio listeners out there.
So, Brian is from Sebastopol, which is just north.
That's right.
Sebastopol. All right. So, Brian, you two are... you're not really a rookie to this whole thing. I guess you kind of are, but...
Seasoned vet, actually.
Okay. To be a veteran, you actually have to be on the show a couple of times.
Okay. You know, some people have caught me on... Mr. Sam Vela.
Yeah, he's a show.
I'm a regular on the Vela show. I don't know what it's called, but it's a great show.
Okay. I'll tell you that much. So that's awesome.
There you go, Sammy. There's your plug.
Too bad you can't even remember his show's name.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Hey, whatever.
Sam, I still love you.
No big deal. Okay, so you're from Sebastopol.
See.
You play on the Dominican men's soccer team.
I do.
This is your first year. I mean, you were here last year.
I was, yeah.
But because, you know, the whole NCAA.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, whatever.
Just want to get me angry.
Stupid stuff. This is your actually first year playing, and how does it feel?
Oh, phenomenal.
Really?
Phenomenal, capital F.
Just a phenomenal.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I was hoping for a little more.
Oh, sorry.
Isn't phenomenal spelled with a PH?
Yeah, capital F, like I said.
This is bad because my man over here is going to be a teacher someday.
That's
so,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
America.
There's your future teacher.
That's right.
He'll be teaching your kids soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be lucky to have kids in my classroom. But no, I'm actually really excited to be playing. I mean, last year was really hard sitting out, and it was really, really frustrating, to say the least. So, feels great just to be out there, freaking battle with the boys. So. It's good. It's really good.
That's good because, to be honest, we're really happy to have you out there with us.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it was rough, you know, having you have to go through that stuff you went through last year.
Thank you.
Even though you take all my minutes.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And let's clarify this real quick. Nooch, what do you play? Like, what position?
Everywhere.
Okay. Enough of this everywhere stuff.
No joke. Throughout my lifetime, I have, at least for one season, I've played every single position. So.
Well, so have I, but I mean, like, what do
okay,
you
but feel? I'm actually good at them, so.
Yeah, you're a funny guy.
I'm just joking.
You're a funny guy.
No, I play in the back, but.
Not yesterday.
No, yeah, yesterday I played up top, which is fun.
Yeah?
How long did you play
up there?
I got like 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
We'll call it 28.
Let's call it 28.
Over under 25. I'm
if we're going to round up, then we might as well go to 30.
Yeah, we'll go 30.
We're going to go 30. All right. Well, yeah, hey, nothing wrong with switching positions.
No, not
the
at
more
all.
The merrier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Word.
Word. Wait, what? What word?
The word.
Phenomenal.
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 With an F.
With an F. Capital F.
Phenomenal. All right. So, fellas. You're on the red card, all right? And so we'll hand out red cards if you guys...
Hey, whoa, talk about Sam's not here. What are you talking about?
Boom, bro, that's funny. Anyways, back to the show. It's the red card. I haven't really come up with, times to give red cards because, this is the second
Fernando
show.
Fernando Torres deserves
okay,
one for
that Fernando. All right, we'll get to that. And ladies and gentlemen, you'll understand why. But it's the red card right here on radio.dominican.edu with your host, Casey Gibson. And I'm going to say my co-host, Garrett Mitchell, and my other co-host, Brian Bianucci.
Thank you. Well done.
Did I get
guest
that?
Guest superstar to co-host, please.
What?
I prefer guest superstar to co-host.
You'll get what I tell you can have, all right? This is my show. I make the rules.
Not for long.
Not for long. Okay. Hey, that's cool. You know, if you want to take the show over and I'll just go to class and get the credit for it and you can do this. That's I'm totally down with
and
that.
I think your listeners would appreciate that, you know.
Yeah, okay. All right, so the way I've broken it down for now is we'll do it by our segments and are done by the each leagues. And so I'm for the most part I'll cover the English Premier League, the Spanish Premier League, which is La Liga, Serie A, and Bundesliga. I've also gotten some interesting soccer, not like facts, but just some stories from the Dirty Tackle, which Garrett knows about, and I'm sure
it's great.
Nucci,
great,
you
great
know
site.
About
it's
it.
The best
if,
blog.
If you love soccer and you follow soccer, it's the greatest place to look because it brings a little comedy to soccer for the most part, or some just downright stupid people playing soccer. And
it's
then
good
the,
stuff.
The yeah, it really is. The last one, the last segment will be about Dominican University soccer. So both men's and women's. So we'll end the show with that. And you know what? We might not get to all these, which is in my book totally okay. I don't have any problems with that whatsoever. So before we get into that, we're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll just get right into the show and we'll be talking a little bit about the English Premier League. You're listening to The Red Card on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you.
sorrow were never my demons. My corrections were speed. Approaching calm and slipping under. Caught up in other things, too much to wonder what's past and blown clear. In the deepest water, bound up in my senses. No choice other than a shudder and adjust, as if there was room for one more time. Fun's all gone inside. I've seen more temper entrance. Losing faith, I try. Not to sit down, hang on to too many borders.
Hey, what's up? No, I wish you weren't playing tonight, because I couldn't get any drummers, but I'm trying to do something on Sunday.
Wednesday, 10:07 p.m.
Sky, what's up, kid? This is Jesse. I was just calling to see what the fuck was going on. I'm not going to be able to make it down for your performance, unfortunately, because I got to work. But I definitely want to head down there sometime.
Card. That's right, right here live on radio.dominican.edu with your main host Casey Gibson and co-hosts Brian Binucci and Garrett Mitchell, who wants to be called something stupid, some superstar dude, even though he's nowhere near that.
Watch your back, watch your back. Yeah, I got Garrett's back, so
okay, I'm not too
thanks,
worried,
Brian.
Don't make us team up against you.
All right.
It will happen.
It will happen.
It is two against one in here.
It's two.
Hey, are you a United fan?
I am a United fan.
Oh, never mind.
Brian, you're not going to get anywhere trying to get on United. You have no ammo. You have no ammo.
Next week, I'm coming in with a whole list of things. So okay. You're lucky I wasn't prepared this week. You're lucky. All
right. Fair enough. All right, so the first segment or league that we're going to talk about is the English Premier League. Brian, how do you feel about the English Premier League since I know you're a Barca fan and everything?
I mean, the EPL is great. I mean, honestly, I think that for soccer I like to watch, I like to watch La Liga soccer just because I think it's, you know, a little more pretty to watch.
It is beautiful.
But I think EPL is the best league in the world. I mean, you got the best, you know, the most quality teams. It's skillful, but it's also it's kind of brutal. I mean, you got to be able to bang if you want to play in the EPL. So
agree.
I enjoy watching the EPL a lot.
All right, if I had a gun to your head, hypothetically speaking, and I said pick a team, what team would you pick from the EPL?
What team would I pick from the EPL?
What team would you pick?
As his team or the best team?
What do you mean? I'm going towards
like, in your opinion, like as your favorite team, or what team do you like to watch from the EPL? How about that? Does that work?
That works. What team do I like to watch? You know, I did like to watch Arsenal until this year.
Nobody likes to watch Arsenal now.
Even the fans don't like to watch Arsenal right now.
I have liked Arsenal in the past because I think that they play kind of a Dutch style soccer, and I like that style. It's pretty to watch. So I enjoy watching Arsenal, but this year, not so much. They're kind of struggling a little bit.
Not so much. All right. I guess Nucci's given his opinion on what team he likes. That's cool. Even though they're not this year. But the first thing we want to talk about is obviously last weekend there was a big game. Big game for two top clubs.
Huge game.
Because seeing as Chelsea was in third and Man United was in first.
City in second?
City's in second, yeah. And before the games were played at the weekend, it was Man United and City were tied on points. But because United had 15 goals and City had 12, the goal differential put them above them, so they kind of had the first place spot. But now they've kind of won it outright, and we'll get to that later. Man United beat rival Chelsea 3-1.
Yeah, buddy.
Did you see that game, Nucci?
I did.
What did you think about it? Because I know how Garrett thinks, and we'll get to him in a little bit, so he can go off on his little tangent.
Yeah. I mean, I think Man U is the better team, absolutely. I mean, they're definitely top team in the world right now, top team in the EPL, as you know, which it shows and they deserve. But Chelsea could have been in that game very easily.
They really could have.
I mean, Torres scored a great goal. His first goal was a great goal.
Fantastic.
But then after
the blunder, the one of the worst attempts on goal I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about it. But I thought it was a good game. I mean, obviously could have been better, but overall I thought it was a good game. It was just Chelsea just could not capitalize, and if they would have, then it would have been a game. It would have been a closer game.
And didn't start capitalizing or even coming close until the second half.
Yeah.
And guess who they put in? Anelka. He's the one that, you know, served the ball in for Torres. And the funny thing with Anelka is there's some he's not too happy right now. And we'll get into that also as well.
It's not starting.
In a little bit. Yeah. Nucci touched on it, and he's 100% right. Torres finish in the was it like 30 seconds of the game starting almost, or of the second half? I mean,
that goal was fantastic.
Was fantastic. Unbelievable. That was such a cheeky finish.
Yeah,
the right foot, little chip over.
Well said,
Casey.
Cheeky. It was cheeky.
It was very
scary
cheeky.
Word for it was not a scary word for it.
I mean, I don't know. And if you guys don't know what that means sly. Is that how I can put it into layman's terms?
Look it up. Cheeky.
All right, if you don't know it, look it up. Look it up in the soccer dictionary.
Or watch Torres' goal. You'll know what he means.
Yeah. That's
great
a good
point,
way to
Garrett.
Put it.
Good
well
knowledge.
Done. It was a fantastic finish. Great through ball, and he beat the offside trap like it was, I don't even know, like 12th graders running it, to be perfectly honest. But the defense for United didn't play horrible, and they've been missing Ferdinand and Vidic for what, a month now.
They're deep.
Vidic's only played one game.
Vidic, was that Vidic's first game? Did he play that?
He played the very first game, and then he hasn't played since.
And Rio might be back. We'll get into that later as well. But that's, I mean, they're deep, and with the new signing of Phil Jones, I can't say enough about that guy, because honestly, he keeps playing at a level that is unbelievable for a 19-year-old. Unfreaking believable. And every time I see him, or
he does, he plays like he's like 25. He's been in the league for 8 years, you know.
He's
a monster.
He's so good offensively.
He's 19 years old. That's crazy.
I hate it with all these young guys playing, because I look at it and I go,
that guy's 3 years younger than me.
Exactly. he's 2 years younger than both of us. Yeah. And it's like, how did he get to be this good? And now he's a professional.
It's incredible.
And how stoked is Wayne Rooney that Phil Jones do all the work for him on the goals, and then it just lands in Wayne Rooney's lap for a tap-in?
That was my next point, is he's so good offensively that, what, three goals now? Mm-hmm. Three or four goals? And three of them Rooney scored, and I think one of them might have been Chicharito, Javier Hernandez. Phil Jones does all the work. He makes this, what, like a 60, 65-yard run, and you know, in the box and gets tackled or something like that, and the ball just spits out to Rooney, and Rooney has one of the easiest finishes in the world. And how would you love to have a ball like that?
Oh, my God. I would die for a goal like that. Phil Jones is what they would call an attacking center back in Corey Vanderpool's terms.
Have you talked to Corey Vanderpool about that?
I have. He thinks he's an attacking center back as well.
An attacking center back, not quite. I don't think he's connected to pass at Dominican, but you know what? That's not what his job is.
He played good last night.
Corey's been probably one. I mean, I don't want to say our best player, but he could be our best player.
Yesterday, last night, whatever it was, he was fantastic, dude. All right. Anyway, we got to stop jumping around. All right. Anyway, and then Torres starts the second half with Anelka coming in, and probably has, I don't even know how to explain it. Garrett, go. It is your turn. Have fun.
Torres should have had two goals. Beautiful run, great move, rounds the keeper, and then misses an empty net from 6 yards. And when somebody pays $50 million to get you and you can't put it in a goal from 6 yards, you should give your entire paycheck for the rest of your life to charity. Because he really did Manchester United a favor. That game, the last 10 minutes of that game,
and that was
would have been
an
absolute battle.
That was 8 minutes left.
Chelsea would have had hope. United was on the back foot at that point. I watched that game, and when I saw that miss, I was like, he might have just like saved the season for United. That goal could have been a season changer.
The thing is, like Garrett said, he did everything right. His run was perfect. His touch on the goalkeeper was perfect. And then the finish was awful.
And that was the easiest part.
Awful.
That was the easiest part.
I know. You're absolutely right.
Any of us in this room could put that ball in that goal every single time.
Half your listeners could have put that in the way.
and these people probably never touched a soccer ball in their
life.
Exactly. No, he's 100% right. There was 8 minutes left when this happened. 8 minutes left in the game. Now, for those of you that think 8 minutes is not very long, in soccer,
It's an eternity.
It's an eternity when you are winning because you just cannot wait for the game to be
just
over.
Just like yesterday? I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Let's not talk about that right now.
Hey, I'm just putting it out there. You know, as a journalist, you have to do what you don't want to do at times.
I know I'm not supposed to swear on the radio, but if we start talking about that,
that's what's going to happen.
I let one loose, so let's not go there.
Let's not. Anyway, but like we said, it's an eternity. Not to mention, that was just till it got to 90 minutes. There was five minutes of extra time. Now, last time I checked, that was one goal in the game. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, nasty tackling. At least not that I can remember.
No, there wasn't.
You know, there wasn't like anybody got carted off at the field and was like dying on the field or whatever. No. 5 minutes.
Which would have been nice to see, but
especially if they were in the Chelsea Blues.
It would have happened if Drogba was on the field.
I'm not even a Man U fan. I just really hate Chelsea.
If Drogba was on, he would have got carted off for some reason.
Drogba hasn't touched the pitch since he got knocked out.
Drogba would have been running on the field with no one around him, would have fell over and got carted off.
Been like that Giants player this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Okay, bro. That's football. Besides point. This besides is soccer. Point. All right. Long sport, dude.
My bad.
Get it together now. But that's an interesting thing. I mean, we can jump around on that one, I guess, since you brought it up. How do you feel about that? Like,
what?
It happens in soccer all the time. The people faking injuries.
It's not good for the game.
And it's happening. Is soccer rubbing off on American sports? Is that what we're seeing here?
Well, okay. I think it's just different, though. I mean, obviously, I understand, like, diving in soccer is strategic because, you know, you're trying to get the other guy a card or, you know, trying to, you know,
get a penalty,
create yourself an opportunity. But it's just, I don't know. But in football, like, I understand it because, you know, it was because Sam Bradford in St. Louis was running the hurry-up offense. And so these guys were just winded, you know, and so he's like, all right, well, I guess I'll go down and stop the play, you know, and let our guys break. So it's just strategic, but I think it's more strategic in football than it is in soccer, you know. Soccer,
I
feel like it's just to the point. And you don't see it all the time in American football, but you see it all the time in soccer. Yeah.
I mean, the first time we really started talking about this kind of strategic plan was back when Cal did it to Oregon last year.
Yeah.
And I mean, well, I forgot the numbers, but it was like 20 times.
Yeah, no,
Cal players would
ridiculous.
Go down.
It's pretty ridiculous.
And stop them. And to me, it's honestly just a strategy. And I think it works a little better in American football than it does in soccer.
Yeah.
I hate to see it in soccer because I'm a huge, huge proponent to getting rid of diving. I would be the first person to just give straight reds for diving.
Seriously,
I hate it. I honestly hate it. And the person that's, you know, really good at diving is someone we just talked about. His name is Didier Drogba. And he can dive all he wants. And
Drogba is about 6'6".
Yeah, 200
250 pounds. He's huge. He's the biggest dude on the field.
There's no way.
He's going down left and right.
Against people like, I don't even know, who is the smallest person I can name?
Chobby.
Chicharito. Chicharito knocks him off the ball.
Raphael.
He goes Raphael or Fabio. Yeah, anyway. So now Man United's at the top of the table. Well, what are we thinking about that? Are we thinking it's well deserved?
Well deserved.
What are we talking about?
Well deserved. I mean, come on. This guy, how can you say it's not well deserved? At this point, it's well deserved because, you know, they faced a big challenge in Chelsea and they took care of it 3-1. You know, bottom line, they won 3-1. I think what the game I really, you know, can't wait to see is Chelsea City. Not Chelsea, Man U City.
And we've
Because that's going to be a real test.
And the end of October.
I think that, I think
26th,
City's a better team than Chelsea is right now. And
oh,
I think
no
that,
question about that.
That's going to be a battle. I mean, the title's going to come down to the two Manchester teams this
okay,
year.
Okay,
the attacking battle in that game is going to be epic.
Oh yeah,
so many good attacking players.
It's both. I mean, just up and down. Both teams are very, very, very good. And those, I think, both those teams are probably going to be challenging for a Champions League title this year as well.
It'll be interesting to look at the money of City versus the youth of Manchester United.
Yeah, because if you look at
and see how up through the youth system and buy a bunch of star players, see how that pans out.
If you guys remember, Man City was like, you know, lower table.
They used to be
two years ago, you know?
Yeah, dude. I totally agree. And I really like that point is it's going to be interesting to see how what money can buy you and what money invested into youth will buy you.
That's true.
You know, I mean, they both have money. We're not going to lie about
that.
Because Man United's got quite a bit of money.
Absolutely has money.
Debatable because they're also in a lot of debt. So
everybody's in debt.
So who knows? Every other team in Europe.
I don't think there's a single one that has a profit. And if it is, it's probably some like Club 2 team that's,
Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton. But anyway, so United puts money not into necessarily the top name people out there. They don't have the Kun Agueros. They don't have the Balotellis. They don't have, well, they might, but they
Nasri.
Don't go out and just pick and buy, you know. What they did is they went out every single person they bought this year. They bought three players this year for the most part.
Who was the goalkeeper?
Goalkeeper David De Gea from Spain, who's 20.
Phil Jones,
who's 19.
Ashley Young.
And Ashley Young, who's 20.
Ashley Young's actually 23.
No, because he's on the U21 team.
He's 23 years old.
How can you be 23?
Because it's the U21 team. It's when you start the qualifying campaign. That's why Juan Mata was on the Spain. He's 23
also.
He's 23. You can look it up.
I'll believe you.
Garrett seems pretty confident about that.
I'm pretty confident.
I always thought he was
Still really young.
Where did Phil Hughes come from?
Blackburn.
Phil Jones,
yeah.
Blackburn.
Who's Phil Hughes?
It's Mark Hughes, and he was the manager.
There's a Phil Hughes.
I think it's his brother.
Is he a soccer player too, Phil Hughes?
I think he's a manager. He used to be a manager.
Okay. That name, I don't know why.
Maybe
I
said he that. Was. I'm sure they were soccer players at
one
time.
Phil Jones, you came from Blackburn?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he only had two starts last year for Blackburn in the Premier League.
And one of them was against United in their second to last game.
Yeah, and he
second
was
to last
raw.
Game and was unbelievable.
Hey man, you got to give it to Sir Alex. Sir Alex,
he's
knows what
a
he's
genius.
Doing. He's probably the greatest manager of all time.
He's a genius. Okay, talking about Man City and United. I want to shift from we've been talking about United for the most part. Let's shift to City. What do we think? And I mean, what do you guys think? Okay, enough about Kun. I'm talking about Owen Hargreaves. What is up?
He's getting injured in his next game. 100% chance.
And yet he's...
Where does he play?
He's playing for City now. He scored a goal. City,
and he scored for them in his Carling Cup.
It
was a cracker.
Dude.
He's getting hurt in his next game. There's a 100% chance.
I'm just saying. And
he played 67 minutes in 3 years for United.
Hey, Mancini's saying he's going to have a very important role to play at City.
No, yeah, we'll there's see no shot.
I'll believe when I see it.
The only reason they signed him is when African Cup of Nations comes around in January, they need somebody to fill Yaya Toure's spot.
Yeah.
They need Kolo Touré.
But like
he's not seeing much time right now.
We've talked about this, or at least Garrett and I have, about how
Yaya Toure, by the way.
It doesn't seem like the players for City get consecutive starts. It's like they start one, then
that's
they sit.
There's so much talent on that team.
But is there too much talent?
Is there such thing?
There's never such a thing as too much talent. But they have so much attacking prowess.
I guess Killian Larson's listening to our show, and I guess he's talking some mad trash. So I guess we'll get to see him in a couple of weeks when we go to Grand Canyon. And I'll show them how it's done, I guess. I guess that's what it's going to have to come down to. But even with all of that talent, they still drew 2-2 with Fulham. What happened? I mean...
Are
they going to start dropping points here?
No, they're still gelling. They're still gelling right now. Nasri's a new signing. He's been playing a lot of minutes. Aguero just came in. He's scoring goals. But they don't. When you watch them, you can tell they're fantastic going forward. But they're still a little. They're still trying to figure Mancini's scheme out defensively, and they've had a lot of changes. They've done what is either a good or a bad thing. I'm not sure. Is they do a lot of rotating players. No matter how good or bad you're playing, you're just on a constant rotation. to try and get guys in. So Micah Richards will have a good game, and then he'll be out, and Karlov will come in and play left back, or Kolo Touré is going to start getting in the mix here soon at center back now that his ban is over.
Yeah,
they're just on a rotation, so they haven't really gelled yet. I think if they're gonna drop points, it's gonna be here in the next couple of games. If they have, I don't know what their schedule looks like. If they have tougher games, maybe they drop points between now and then. But once November, December, January comes, once they get to gel as a team, they're gonna be pretty unbelievable, I think.
Well, yeah,
that brings up the question though. I don't think that too much talent is a problem, but does it come to a point where you gotta pick an 11 and play? Or are you going to keep this rotation? Because it's hard to gel when you're keeping this rotation like that.
I think what they'll end up doing is having an 11 for more important fixtures, kind of like Ferguson does with United, where he only plays Park in like Champions League games and important matches. He'll save guys. He'll save his Tevez's or maybe some of those guys.
Is Tevez going to stick around?
I don't know. That's a question. Nobody's got the money to buy him. He wants to go home, but who in Argentina is going to pay the $50 million? And I mean, nobody's got that kind of cash to throw around for Tevez.
Well, not to mention his kids are now here in, or not here, but they're in England with him. Mm. So is he really now wanting to go back to Argentina, or is he? Well,
and now he's got a countryman too with Aguero there. He's got a fellow countryman with him.
I just think it's a tough situation for not Tevez, because honestly, I'm sure he'd love to just be paid lots of money and play soccer. Yeah, but it's hard for the management.
He wants to play though, Tevez. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, but he is playing.
Tevez.
He's playing a little. He's playing. Well, I mean, he is just coming off of this whole "I want to get out of here" thing. But yeah, he's playing more than minutes than I thought he would after saying stuff like that. Because honestly,
I think because they're trying to keep him around.
Oh, I'm sure they
want to keep Tevez around.
Yeah, but they have four world class strikers on that roster with Tevez, Aguero, Zico, and I think Balotelli when he's not a head case is that. Pretty fantastic player.
Yeah, when he's not a head case.
Yeah, when is he not a head case? That's the question. And we know you love Balotelli. We love
some Mario Balotelli, dude. He's a stud.
I don't know.
I don't like the way that came out of your mouth, but I'll leave that to do with you. And I mean, what was that article you read or you wanted us to read over summer? Did he send that to you, Nucci?
I saw it on the Dirty Tackle. It was the best. It was the 10 reasons why you'd want to be friends with Mario Balotelli.
Because he's crazy?
No, he does such cool stuff in his spare time.
Oh, like what?
Like he went to a casino, made $50,000, and then gave it to some random guy who was walking into the casino. He just said, "Here's your money."
That's pretty cool.
And then like he just carries
count one.
He carries $10,000 in cash around in his pocket at all times for tickets that he gets when he's driving his car. Like he just carries cash around and just hands it to the police officer and then goes and like speeds away again.
Did you guys hear about the prank they pulled on him?
And immature.
That the city players pulled on him?
No.
They went somewhere and I don't know, it was like a road trip. It was like a week long road trip. I think it was back when they came to the state.
Okay, go on.
I think. I'm not specifically sure. They put like tuna and fish that they bought at the market in his $250,000 Lamborghini.
No way.
Put it in the seats and it just stunk and stunk.
Probably get rid
and
of the car.
Stunk for a week. He comes back, opens the door, gets to go in, like gets to like put his stuff in, and he's like, oh. And so I guess they're now having like a prank battle, which goes to say that they might have a chemistry going on. He vowed that he would get them back. So, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. So with that, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Red Card on radio.dominican.edu with Casey Gibson.
Of all the other people there, it wasn't
mattering. Those in our midst cease to exist. We're all eclipsed by me and you. That's not true. And yet I can't remember anyone but you. I know it's not unique. I know it happens every day. When two people meet, they say it's never been that way. But maybe they're right, even precise. I can see that point of view. Believe it too. Cause there is nothing. Thank you.
back to the Red Card live on radio.dominican.edu with Casey Gibson. I'm joined by Garrett Mitchell and Ryan Bianici. We're still here. That's right. We're still here. I know you guys are probably sick of us, or at least maybe just me. I don't know. That's up to you
that
guys.
Sounds right.
It's impossible to get sick of me.
All right. You see what I deal with? We got some cocky guys in here right now, and it is.
Hey, can't help it. I'm a big deal, you know. People know me.
He is a big deal.
All right,
people
dude.
Know me.
People know me. All right, so we'll talk a little deal. Bit of the La Liga, since Nucci's favorite team obviously is Barca. If you were here, you'd know this because he's wearing their jersey right now.
It's factual.
Here's a good thing for Nucci. Madrid stumble against Racing, draw 0-0.
Oh.
That ruined my streak on ESPN Street for Cash, and I was really upset.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your streak at?
18.
18 games
wow.
You picked correctly?
Yeah, I picked 18 games in a row correctly. 25 and you win $50,000, and Madrid really screwed me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
25 and win.
Would you have given me 5,000?
ESPN.com.
Wow.
Would you have given me 5,000?
I would have thought about it. Well, it depends on how much taxes I have to pay, because I'll probably have to pay like half of that in taxes.
Okay, well,
let's get back to
like
soccer.
2,000?
Yeah, probably. I'd fund your radio show. You'd get some dope stuff.
Oh, I'd fund my radio show. All right.
The new CD.
I'm not sure we're allowed to say that on air, but okay. Whatever. Yeah. I'll deal with it later. I don't got to go to class
Timmy's
tomorrow.
Not listening.
Anyway.
Timmy. Shout out Tim's.
But not only did they drew with Racing, but the game before that, Madrid lost to Levante.
Yep. I'm telling you, man.
And now they are sitting at 7th in the table.
God, do you know? Can you say that again?
They're sitting 7th in the table.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
They're sitting 7th in the table.
Sounds so good.
Okay. But here's another thing for Brian that he might not like. Barca stumbled to a 2-2 tie.
Okay,
against Valencia.
You say stumbled as you put it's against Valencia.
It's against Valencia. They were down 2-1.
They are number 1 in the league right now.
They are down 2-1. I'm just saying they're down 2-1 and just saying.
It's better than blowing a 2-0
okay,
lead.
Okay, exactly. I wouldn't say stumbled because I don't think that's the right word. I think stumbled would have been they're up 2-0 and Valencia scored 2 goals the second half. Side. That'd be stumbling.
Okay, but
two,
here's
two tie.
Dominican okay, I'm stumbles. Not the only one that said they stumbled. So
okay, yeah, well.
I'm just going off of the pros, okay?
Oh, yeah, the pros.
I'm just saying.
Brian is a pro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom, I tell you in the beginning
and,
of the show.
And Fabregas saves the day with a late goal. Which is his fourth game in a row that he has scored a goal. I don't know. Maybe that's probably the best signing of the summer so far.
That's more goals than Arsenal scored this season. I just want to throw that out there.
Fabregas is a stud. He's happy to be home, man. He loves playing for Barcelona. He loves it.
Well, that's because the whole Barcelona team is basically the whole Spanish international team.
I know, and
they're
loves it.
Childhood friends.
Exactly. Him and Messi grew up together playing for Barcelona in the youth development.
Oh, and getting to that, in the youth academy, Barcelona hires this famous chef in Spain named Ferran Adrià, and he's going to revamp the youth academy menu.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that made big time news.
I actually know who that guy is, though.
Yeah,
he's like the chef does like crazy.
He's a avant-garde chef.
Yeah,
I don't know what that really means.
Avant-garde, but
hey, that makes sense. I'm not French, so hey, good job. You speak French. Thanks, Garrett.
Well done, Garrett.
Thank you.
That's really confusing. Avant. All right, whatever. Good job, anyway. Garrett. Way to save it right there.
I think we need to talk to Toomey about doing that for us.
For real, though.
Yeah.
I'll take a good chef over Calarega anytime.
That's what's going to revamp their program or their youth academy is good food.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying, dude.
Not that their youth.
Good food is probably important.
Not like their youth academy needs any revamping. I mean, yeah.
Or need. It's not like their food's bad, let's be honest.
I'm sure
they're eating better than any of us.
Yeah.
Unless you go to San Jose Taqueria.
Fact.
Fact. Okay. Now, this is Barca's third 2-2 draw in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Are we going to need to be worried?
One of them was against AC Milan, so I think we should cut him some slack on that one.
Yeah. I'm not going to cut him any slack on that one because they dominated that game. They should not have tied that game 2-2. They should have won that game 5-0. I'm definitely not cutting him slack on that one. That was
Mascherano at center back, not a good
decision. Exactly, because our defense is struggling. No Piquet, no Pollo. Abidal is not getting any younger. Danny Alves, let's be honest, doesn't play a whole lot of defense.
No.
You know? So
Danny Alves is just like Sergio Ramos. They don't know what defense is.
He's an offensive.
It's almost like they have too many midfielders, so they just say, oh, you want to attack? Okay, okay, play outside back.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Play outside back and get up. That's all we... Man, well, we don't need defense.
Danny Alves is a dangerous man.
He really is.
Not just soccer-wise.
He's got a knife in his sock, I think.
Yeah. I'm sure he plays with a shank in that sock somewhere. yeah, you never know.
Seriously, though.
Barca is to take on Atletico Madrid this weekend.
That's gonna be another challenge for them. Another challenge, definitely.
Falcao is on fire for Atletico.
Atletico's a good squad. Always have been. No Kun.
No Aguero. That's true. Forlan.
No Forlan.
Yeah. And not to mention, Barca needs to get a win.
Especially after a 2-2 draw.
Barca's dropped more points
even
this
though
year
against
than
Valencia,
all season.
Still, got to get a win to get Atletico. So,
and
I think they will.
They've had two back-to-back draws. They had a Champions League draw and then this draw. I'm not saying they'll
be fine, though, because as long as Real and, you know, keeps losing in time, that's fine.
So,
you know,
so new trying to take on this. Does Valencia have a legitimate shot to win the league?
Do you think
it will actually be a three-horse race this year instead of just Barca and Madrid by 30 million points by the end?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I like it.
Valencia is very good.
I agree. Giuseppe Rossi.
Should have been a United States player.
Except Giuseppe Rossi plays for Villarreal. So,
good call.
Did he transfer?
He's always played for Villarreal.
Plays for Villarreal still.
I could always.
That's right.
They both wear yellow.
Villarreal, Valencia, close enough. Two V's.
And they wear yellow.
It's Villarreal, though.
I like the way you think.
That's right.
Give us a little slack.
It's fine. Yeah.
I like it. All right. So from this point, we're supposed to talk about Serie A and Bundesliga, but we got like 4 minutes left.
Let's
so
skip to Dominican.
We're just going to skip all the way down to the soccer topics that I just want to cover from the dirty tackle that I saw. Actually, the first one is more or less from the class that we talked about yesterday, Gerber. Where are the hotbeds for schools or soccer teams, both professionally, club level, and even collegiately in the United States? What do you think?
California.
What parts of California?
All Northern and Southern California.
Northern and
Not
Southern.
The middle.
Not the middle. Even though, I mean, all right, we'll call the middle. I mean, there's definitely some good teams.
Is there a middle? I've never heard of Middle California.
Merced.
Yeah. You're just getting on Josh.
No, yeah, buddy. I think like Northern Bay Area, North Bay, Sacramento puts out good teams, and Southern California puts out very good teams.
I would add the Pacific Northwest, Seattle area.
Oh, Seattle.
As far as when we're talking about the West Coast, Seattle, Portland both put out good teams, and they have great fan bases for their
No,
MLS.
They do, but I think. I mean, California's a hotbed for soccer.
California's definitely. You look at UCSB. They're always in the national championship hunt for the men. Stanford,
UCLA.
Cal.
Cal's good.
Kind of look at Division II.
Dominican.
Dominguez Hills, Chico, Sonoma State.
NDNU, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Dominican University of California.
Pomona's good this year. There's a lot of good teams.
No,
DU, yeah.
There's a lot of good teams. And then, in my opinion, it kind of skips. It goes, you have the western side, which is California, and then Washington, in my opinion. Then the other place I've seen a lot of solid teams is Colorado, but not really any other than that. And then it kind of skips to the Chicago, Ohio.
What about Texas?
I was going to kind of put that with those guys. I don't know why. I just would. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. And then you have Texas is also a hotbed. But they're more known, and most of their kids play
football.
And if they don't play football, they play baseball or basketball or something like
True,
that.
True, but there are some good teams.
But I'm not. Yeah, there are some definitely
Arizona's
some good teams.
Arizona's got some good teams.
Arizona's got some decent teams. They got a few. They got like two. So we'll go with it. And then it kind of just from there it jumps to the East Coast, and I feel like the East Coast gets a lot of solid players. And coaches, not only from that region, but also I feel like they get an influence from Europe.
Yeah. East Coast soccer is a different brand, though.
Europe is like, what, four? I don't know.
It's like 4-hour flight.
Four-hour flight?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
East Coast soccer is a different brand of soccer than West Coast.
And so is Texas and Arizona and Southern California. You get a lot of Hispanic, Latino.
I think Northern California's got a lot of Latino influence, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, when you're looking, like, if you're looking West Coast versus East Coast, like, way more Latino influence, way more, you know, more Barcelona-esque
style of
play.
West Coast is more technical.
West Coast is more technical.
West Coast, exactly.
East Coast is more speed and strength.
Power, strength, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This is how I put it.
East Coast, East Coast is plays EPL. More like college. Yeah.
Yeah.
East Coast is more like the EPL. West Coast is more like La Liga and maybe Serie A. Because Serie A has some of that
mixture. Yeah, Serie A is, even though I'm Italian, I should like Italian
Serie
football.
Serie A is whatever. No, okay.
It's tough to watch.
It really is.
Other than the strange colors the referees wear.
Yeah, I know. Because
they always are really interesting, like, fluorescent colors. I have no idea why.
Crazy
like,
Italy.
Highlighter yellow and, like...
No, like, Italy. Pink sometimes.
Everyone's got to make a fashion statement.
No, they... But see...
Or that all black that I've seen them wear before.
Or the one that kills me is where they wear all highlighter yellow. Shirts, yeah, shorts, and socks. And maybe even shoes that are highlighter yellow. And you're just like... You're like, you're a ref, not a player. I don't know.
Either way.
And then the other one is Valencia puts Twitter on their jersey. Their Twitter handle on their jersey.
That's pretty smart.
It's interesting.
They're a professional soccer club. They only have 35,000 followers. For a professional team, that's pretty low. Like, they got to step up their game.
But it's Twitter. Maybe they need to get on Facebook.
I think Dominican has 35,000 followers on Twitter.
Maybe Google Plus. I've heard something about that. I don't even know what it is.
I don't know what that is, but I've heard about that too. All right, so the we're going to just give a real quick rundown because we're getting to the end of the show. We're going to just go to Dominican Sports. The men fell earlier this week to HPU. Well, I guess it's on Sunday to HPU 2-1. And decently tough battle. It just didn't fall our way. Ball doesn't bounce our way on our own field, even though our own field should bounce our way. The women, unfortunately, also lost HPU 1-0. And I get from what I heard, it was a crazy little incident that happened. She just turned around, kicked it or something, and it just kind of happened to go in. And it wasn't anything special, so that's unfortunate. And then yesterday, unfortunately, the men also lost a heartbreaker in 2-1 in double overtime. We played San Bernardino, Cal State San Bernardino, and they scored in, I believe, like 30 seconds. The
22.
First 22 seconds of the second overtime, and it is golden goal, so game ends on that. And that's unfortunate. But we do get to rebound. Both teams do travel tomorrow. In fact, we got to get up at... Oh, dark 30.
Yeah.
Way earlier than I really want to get up to travel down to Riverside. And we have two games with Cal Baptist. The first one on Saturday and the second one on Monday. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting two W's.
We're getting two W's. We're going to go.
That's right.
We're going to start.
Start
2-1 in conference. And it starts tonight.
Absolutely.
It actually started last night for most of us.
Okay. Last night it is. We'll go on that. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. This is The Red Card on radio.dominican.edu. I'm KC Gibson. Thank you to my guests, Brian Bianucci and Garrett Mitchell.
Thanks for having me,
let's go get some B-dubs, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, bye, ladies and gentlemen.